Hello everyone, I am back for Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. This is number 5. And as I've said before, in part 4, this is going to be a little bit harder. But not by much, hopefully. We'll see. Let's go. Or maybe in a few seconds, when it'll let me. Come on. I know you'll want to. There we go. I'm still doing one player. But since this is part 5, let's do number 5. So, let's start out with something a little bit weird. A little bit harder. Well, not that much, but it is a little bit weird. I think it's called Bouncy Road, and it's very hard to explain. I'm gonna try, but it won't be easy. First, I'll give you a little tutorial that may... I'm not sure exactly how to explain this. So basically, you hear the sound that keeps getting louder, and after a while, you have to go... When you hear the... That's it pressing A and D-pad. So A, and then anything on the D-pad, one after the other. So let's wait for the tutorial to actually come to the part where I can actually do something on my own. Like this. This is what it sounds like. So I wait for a certain amount of time, and then A, D-pad. And there we go. Now there's gonna be more, one after the other, so I have to go A, D-pad, wait. And a little bit faster now. A, D-pad. Oh, didn't work. You kind of have to know in advance exactly what your period is and how quickly you have to react. Oh, and this version actually doesn't get any louder. It's always the same volume. That's annoying. So just listen to what I'm doing, basically. Either that or memorize. And this is the hard part where it gets a little bit weird. Yeah, because it's like swinging now. And the rhythm's off again. Oh no. There's this. And this. And now there's two of them at the same time again. Now there's three. No, no. And one. That was really off. I don't know what happened to it there, but it was a little bit off there. But only missed one. Thank goodness. So, Bouncy Road is really just a timing, and you just have to learn the patterns, basically. I didn't think this would actually be that much of a visual game, but turns out it actually is, if you don't remember the pattern. Well, everything is the same, like, you just press A and the D-pad one after the other, that's true. But that doesn't mean that it's hard, that it's easy. It's like Trampoline, if you remember, from Part 3, except maybe a little bit different. Okay, number 2. Ninja Bodyguard. Now, I'm not sure if this actually has a tutorial, and this has a completely different control scheme to what... Well, not the completely different, but a little bit different. Whoa. That doesn't sound good. What was that? I think it went into some kind of screensaver mode or something. Okay, so you have to... wait for a sequence of arrows, as you just heard there, and you have to repeat it. Every odd-numbered arrow is right on the D-pad, and this time there's two, so the even-numbered ones are the left. So, right, left, I just missed one of them, by the way. So that's what that noise was. Now you go back to just right, and there's gonna be three, is where it's really hard. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, it's right, left, right, in that case. In the GBA version, it was A and any button on the D-pad that alternated. In this case, it's right and left on the D-pad. Here's three again. There we go. Another one. So basically, this is some kind of ninja war where there's two different sides. Oh, missed the last two. Where they're throwing arrows at each other. and you have to deflect them. Well, not. It's just one of the ninja tribes throwing arrows at the other, and the other one just has to deflect them, and that's you. And I missed a few. Got an okay. I'm not very good at this. I must admit, I'm not very good at this. It could be better with the input lag. It's okay, I guess. Okay, game number 3 is really confusing. Like, really confusing. I'm gonna try to explain. It's called Toss Boys, and you're in control of 3 different people. One controlled by the A button, called Akachan. One controlled by the B button, called Aokun. And one controlled by the D-pad, called Kiyan. And basically, each character has their own voice, and each one shouts out the next character who's going to be passing the ball. So and I'm pressing B, D-pad, B, A, B, D-pad. And Kiyan always ends the round, no matter what. Now it starts with Kiyan, D-pad. Oh. And in this case, you have Aokun Akachan. Aokun Akachan. Oh. Okay, I see. Let's try again. D-pad, A. D-pad, wait, and A, B, A, B, A, and D-pad. I hope that actually makes sense. Now I'll go with A. Nope, it's... Oh, I have to do it again. Kiyan? What? Okay, try again. So, Akachan's special ability is the Ikkyo, where she starts throwing really quickly. Now here's Aokun's special ability. Stop, and... And wait, and go. I'm gonna try to explain what I'm doing. So A, D-pad, B, stop, B, 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 and A, D-pad. I hope that actually makes sense. Here's Kiyan's special ability, it's a little bit weird. A, B, A, D-pad, D-pad, A, B, D-pad. So when he goes, oh, like this, Aokun, hoit, you have to press D-pad twice, and then when he says hoit, throw who he wants to pass to. Okay, here's the real game. It consists of 4 different rounds, and each one ends with Kiyan. A little bit easier now. I'm starting it a little bit easy. Ikkyo. Aokun Akachan. Aokun Akachan. Kiyan. Oi, B. And B. 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 Kiyan. And back to Akachan. The very beginning part is the hardest. B. And B. 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 Kiyan. D-pad. And it's off rhythm again. Aokun Akachan. Aokun Akachan. Aokun Kiyan. B. Oh no, it was D-pad. Ikkyo! This starts with an Ikkyo already. And... Oh, Aokun. Hoi! Now let me show you something. If you miss this part, yeah, that happens. And this starts with Kiyan. It's a little bit tricky. Akachan. Aokun. Ki. Oh, Aokun. Wait. I kind of haven't memorized now because I played it for like 2 years. Hey. Akachan. Ikkyo. Yeah, that's the most difficult part, just having to wait. And. No, I missed it. It was too early. And too late, but that had to do with the fact that the rhythm was all messed up by the end. I don't actually know why. If I wouldn't have failed that one time, I probably would have gotten a perfect, but that's fine. Superb nonetheless. So, it just mostly just memorization and listening out for the different commands. That's about all you have to do. Now, a much needed refresh, a much easier game. The fourth game is a much easier one. It's called Fireworks. Use the same intro as the Bongo Dori. And in it, you have a few different types of fireworks, and basically all you do is just press A to make them explode. It's like Launch Party, a little bit. If you've ever played Rhythm Heaven Fever's launch party, it's like that. And the tutorial has weird numbers that count down. Yeah, like that. It's me, Sam. Hi. So that takes 4 beats. Now there's the normal one is the 4 beats. There's another one that's like that. Mui. So that's only 2 beats. Mui. And then there's this other one. Oh. We're gonna get to it eventually. I think here it is. Yeah, is 3. 1, 2, 3. I also like the music for this one. I like it a lot. It sounds really cool. Also, what sounds really cool as well is when you have multiple fireworks that you have to explode at this exact same time. You'll see. It's a little bit hard by the end when you have to explode multiple at the same time. Oh, you missed that? Why? Why is it not working? Also, there's some weird. Hi, yo. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It sounds pretty cool. Why is everything off today? 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Just having to account for the fast playing game and be that I mean. Yep, there's 2 at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Got it. It's really hard having to account for the game being faster than the music. It's weird. Okay, got them all right. Well, not all of them. I failed a few, but it's not too bad. Okay, getting back to a little bit harder things now, because this is actually a little bit hard, but I don't think it's as hard as Bouncy Road or Toss Boys. It's game number 5. It's called Tap Trial, and you're basically tapping along to a bunch of different monkey cues. Uses the same intro as Trampoline. 2 mentions of Trampoline this episode, yay! Okay, let's get started. So first we have the normal A, which is this. Fun fact, the tapping noise is actually a high-pitched snare drum. If you pitch it down, it's actually a snare drum. And that double one, there's this, which is sometimes offbeat. They run through these really quickly, by the way. And then you have the triple cue, which goes 1, 2, 3. Oh, let's try it again. So, those are the cues. There's the normal, and there's the double one, and there's the shrieking one, and there's the triple. I really like this music. Double. Everything's off today. I don't know why. It's really hard to get used to. Triple. 1, 2, 3. It's a little bit harder. That high-pitched clicking noise is if you're too late. Like that. That means I'm too late. Now, if you mess it up a lot, I'm gonna show you what happens if you mess it up a lot. It's only on the really on the shrieking cues that you hear different noises if you mess it up. I'm gonna try to show you when I get there. This is so hard. And triple. Here. That's what happens if you mess it up. If you take too long. 1, 2, 3, and triple. Oh. I don't know what's causing it to be like this. It's really weird. And done. So, disregarding the really weird issues with the speed, that was quite good, actually. Now, remix is the hardest remix we've dealt with so far. It has lyrics to distract me, because it's great. It also has really fast-paced rhythms. And all around, it's fun once you get the hang of it, but it takes forever to master. First, start with Bouncy Road. We have a D-pad and a D-pad stop. Then, we get Tap Trial. And Get Ready. And then we have Toss Boys. It's a really weird spacing here. I have to wait for that long for the next command. Okay, done. Tap Trial again. And it's off again. I swear, what's going on with being off all the time? And Toss Boys Kien. That was just a Kien thing. Okay, Ninja Bodyguard time. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Oh, what's that? And Fireworks. 2, 1, 2, 3, go! And back to Tap Trial. Be very careful with this part. It's very hard. Here we go. You kinda wouldn't even be able to guess what's going on if you weren't actually paying attention to the cues, because... I mean, by that I mean... You know what? This is driving me insane. The weird... it being always before. Oh, crap. No! Get it right. 1, 2, 3, 4. No! 1, 2, 3. No, I messed that up. What? Okay, that was a total fail. That was a really hard firework. And then you have Kian as the very last thing that you have to hit in silence. Okay, I messed that up really bad. What? No, apparently didn't. Okay. Interesting. So what I'm going to do is, to make this a little bit more clear, yes, congratulations, I know, is I'm going to load up the GBA version, and I'm going to play... Oh, thank you. I can actually enter my name. But what if I choose the second option? Is it going to let me not do that? No, it's going to ask me to do it anyway. Okay, never mind. How many characters can you fit? 6. Okay, so I'm going to plug in my external drive, and I'm going to load up Rhythm Tengoku for GBA, because I want to play Remix 5 normally. So, just a minute. Yes, I can. Oh, this is much better. Okay, so this is the level select screen for starting from set number 7. And I'm going to play Remix 5. Let's try to. Nope, that was the wrong button. Sorry, I'm getting used to the controls. Here. See the difference in quality? This is the Game Boy version. See the difference in the gameplay as well. I'm not sure if you can tell, but it gets louder in this version. Oh, I forgot, the D-pad's different. Okay. Tap Trial. And here we go. Done. And Kia, and then we have Ninja Bodyguard. In this case, it's A and D pad. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Okay, pay attention. There we go. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh. try not to sing this time. Oh, did I actually get that right? And 1, 2, 3. And back. Let's do this right. How come? Kian. Go. And 1, 2, 3. And Kian. No, I missed the very last one. In the rhythm Dengoku for GBA, you can let this music play for as long as you want, and it'll just fade out. And then this happens. But, anyway. That was a comparison of what it sounds like in Rhythm Dengoku K and Rhythm Dengoku for GBA. And I think that's about it. So, I hope you've enjoyed part 5. Now, part 6 is where I'm going to do two-player mode. I don't actually know why. I just think part 6 is going to be a very interesting part, and I think putting in two-player mode is going to make it even more interesting. You'll see why. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed, and I'll see you later.